Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Welcome to this week's Lift Ahead podcast. I gotta say this week, I haven't been doing it every week. Sorry about that. I'm Mike Ball. I blog at Left Ahead and Harumph. And I want to rant about responsibility today. I've been seeing this, and it fits in with a lot of themes in the news and commentary, and I'm stunned. I'm a baby boomer, and we kind of grew up with ideals, and a lot of them were jive. And we're not supposed to make fun or even in any way criticize the greatest generation, the World War II generation. And yet, you know, I often call them the Kronos generation. They ate their children. They got all the benefits of endless GI bills and dirt cheap mortgages and all. And they had lifelong employment. In the main, white guys. Had lifelong employment and pensions, lots of pensions. It was never questioned. And they talk about, well, what's the matter with you people? You have this. Well, we don't have that. No, the world doesn't. The millennials don't. The Gen Xers don't. The boomers don't. We didn't get the stuff that the World War II generation and their younger nephews and siblings got. The Korean War people or called by sociologists, they were originally called the me generation. They were the ones that said, we're entitled to everything, even though they didn't fight. Very few of them fought in the Korean War. My father did, but very few of them fought in the Korean War. but they wanted everything. And they were the ones that were in on the founding of AARP. And you can't cut any of my benefits, but you cut everybody else's. And nothing new for anybody else. So those are the people that you think, okay, they're certainly going to be the most responsible, and yet they aren't. It was the World War II generation that brought divorce on the mainstream to the United States, that they were drunks, a whole bunch of drunks. They were not the greatest in many ways. So you got to say, but they preach to the boomers, and this is you have to be personally responsible for everything that you do. And, well, they aren't, but we're supposed to. But, you know, if you talk to boomers, the whole range of them, from 45 to 64, you hear that. You got to be responsible. And you hear it in political dialogue nowadays. The candidates for both major and the minor party all come off and, oh, I'm responsible for what I've done. And Hillary Clinton says, I'm totally responsible for this, for that during the Secretary of State years, and I'm responsible. And it doesn't mean anything because they don't do responsibility and they don't have any sort of payback. They don't have to make anything up, atone for anything. So I don't think that's what responsibility is about. Because that's the question is responsibility, is that still a thing? And you got to wonder. And looking at the larger society, I got my doubts. I was thinking about the legal system here. We have, dozens, maybe hundreds of cases of police who have, either under the guise of self-defense or protecting the public, have clearly murdered civilians. And it's on video, and it's been recorded by sound and many witnesses, and yet it's extremely rare for them to face any sort of penalty, much less prosecution or conviction or penalties long term. And it's always, Americans living today, at least, certainly do love our authority figures, and so the cops are up there. And I grew up surrounded with cops. They were in the family, and my mother ran Red Cross chapters. We had police that we trained with and did emergency exercises with and knew and were related to. And, I'd like to think that all cops are wonderful people, and it isn't so. So you got to ask the question about what is it that gets people so that they say cops get a free ride on this. Yeah, they can take a naked, innocent man down, handcuff him, and taser him to death. And, well, that was justified. No, it isn't. And so we have an unspoken, conspiracy, say. I don't know if they get together and talk about it, but it's the prosecutors and the lawmakers and the cops decide that this is that pretty much you have to be incredibly egregious as a police officer in the way that you maimed or murdered a civilian to have face any sort of penalty whatsoever. So what's the responsibility there? Unless you were a boomer, you probably didn't grow up with movies from the 30s and 40s. Those were old when I was growing up, but nevertheless, they're still around. And I grew up with those, and those had those ideals. And there were sleazes like roles played by Edgar G. Robinson and Peter Lorre, and they were sleazy people. But there was often a scene in there, it was risible, where Robinson would say, "Copper, you caught me." And put his arms out for his them to put the handcuffs on his wrists, and that was the end. So the implication was, all right, the honest and honorable police officers did their excellent work and figured out who the bad guy was and traced him down and caught him, and so then he gave up. And so the implication is, yes, he's going to be tried and convicted and sent to jail or executed or whatever the penalty was for that particular crime and mention. And that doesn't happen. If you see the trials of anybody, certainly of wealthy people, it's how much justice can you afford? How much can you buy? What can you get away with? How can we twist the law? Everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And, you know, it would be a lot more sensible and honorable and ethical if they would do the, you caught me, you dirty copper, if they gave it up and the people said, yes, I am guilty of, you know, bringing the banks down or murdering this person or stealing this or whatever it was, and they took their lumps. But that's not the American ideal. And what that is, the irresponsibility. What can I get away with? Is there a way that I can trick this? Can I game the system so that I don't get caught? I don't have to pay any sort of penalty for my misfeasance and malfeasance. And that seems to be the ideal, and it seems to be totally acceptable across society. And it isn't acceptable to me. I think the people who intentionally do bad things should be willing to pay the penalty. We're perfectly happy as a society to hold somebody who has been convicted of something guilty forever and ever and ever. Somebody steals or hurts somebody and they get sent to jail for a while and they say 5 years and they get out. And the other ideal that boomers grew up with was paying your debt to society. So you were a bad guy, you did something bad, and you got sent away to prison, and you got out. Then you started your new life. And you were sorry, but you started your new life. And that is not the modern ideal. Once somebody's been convicted, their life is supposedly over, as they're always being called an ex-con. There are many states where they can't vote. They can't get driver's license until they go through a whole bunch of expensive procedures, both in money and time. And the idea was that, you fell on this side of responsibility, so we're going to hold you accountable forever and ever. And that's wrong, too. That just isn't it. So I don't know where we got our perverted ideals of responsibility for, but they're not working for us. And I think the prosecutors are as guilty as anybody else. And, you know, you understand from what they say, they want to take the cases that they're going to win. The higher the profile, the better. If it's a really bad guy, then they look so much better for it and they get reelected. And isn't that wonderful? Not necessarily. If they're not doing their job, if you do something at a lower level, say it's very common for drivers to run pedestrians or cyclists over or slam into another car and then face no prosecution for it. And that's wrong. I'm sorry. It's maybe time consuming and inconvenient, but if you are the kind of reckless driver who was willing to mow down a pedestrian in a crosswalk, you ought to pay a penalty and just say, oh, what an unfortunate accident. There's no accident. If you are negligent and or road rage, any of those things, you know, you shouldn't have to have 18 witnesses and a police officer witnessing everything to get a prosecution. You know, if somebody is a malfactor, and they should be held responsible. So I don't know what our deal is. Why can't we do that? But let's go back. We do look like our authority figures, and we certainly don't want to beat up on the cops. And there's some kind of fantasy that police go out every day and get shot at. And the police that I know say, the majority of them say that they never have to take their gun out of their holster in duty. They take it out at the shooting range. So they don't really get that. There are some really rough cities and really rough parts. But the idea that all police officers are under constant threat and everybody's shooting them, it's much more likely that the police officer is going to shoot an innocent and unarmed civilian than somebody's going to be shooting at him or her. So I don't want to hear it. Let's get honest about this thing. And yes, if the pedestrians get run down, then somebody should be held accountable for it. The pure accident is more or less a fantasy. So I don't think that cuts it. And what we have is the worship of the police. And I don't know why, because many of them are okay. Some are excellent. And some of them are bad. And the bad actors should be tossed out. But you find that in other professions too. It's be redundant, the self-policing doesn't really work. I don't know whether you're an accountant or a cop or a banker or a dentist or a physician. If your industry is judge and jury of you and you don't have something like an active civilian review board to come behind you, it's bad. Those people don't do it. We have too many doctors who have killed people and should have been removed, but it's real hard to get other doctors to rule on and say, yeah, we need to throw this person out of the profession and take away his license. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that with our authority figures. We certainly don't want to do it with the cops. But we need to. And the prosecutors need to be held accountable. They need to be responsible for what they don't do, what they don't prosecute. And yeah, it may be time-consuming and inconvenient, but getting rid of a bad cop is as important or more so than getting rid of a bad doctor. So I think we got to do that. And we're looking at what our brave community didn't do. I'm thinking about our... after the Boston Marathon bombings here, when we had the joke about the Boston Strong. It is a joke because it came in and the governor's idea was teamed up with police and the mayor's was shelter in place, hide. So here we have Boston Strong, as they say. It should have been Boston Cowering, Boston Timid. In fact, in this case, there's a... underlying awareness that the missing Tsarnaev brother would have found much sooner if people hadn't been ordered to stand in place. And he was hiding in a boat, and it was only when people started poking their heads out that they noticed where he was. That was the wrong thing to do, and people ought to call it out. But we shouldn't be so... enthralled to authority figures that we do whatever they say. I mean, we had far too many irresponsible police abuse cases where they're never going to get tossed or retrained or redeployed or reassigned or removed, and they should. So I don't know. It's going to take some talking. I think we have most of the laws in place, but we don't have the mechanisms of the prosecution, and we have a presumption by the judges and the prosecutors that authority figures, particularly police officers, are assumed to be flawless, and whatever they do is justified. And there are too many cases, and you can prove them, and you can see them. And even with the video proof and the witnesses in front of them, the prosecutors don't bring them. And if they do bring a case, it's generally tossed by the judge and jury. And that is, you know, we can go back to our cliche of then the terrorists have won. Well, it is true. I mean, if the police act as terrorist, if they kill innocent civilians, that's terrorism, and we need to do something about it, and we need to call for responsibility. So are you responsible for things? We can certainly do it with politicians. I mean, they're standing up there, and we have that Donald Trump clown who's out there making all kinds of outrageous comments, and he's lying about the things he has done and has said, and very few people even try to hold him responsible or fact-check him on the fly. And then when he is called out about the lies that he makes, public statements, people just kind of shrug. We can't shrug. I mean, the guy is amoral or immoral, and we need to call him out on it. So, hey, media, call him out on it. Hey, and for the cops, hey, prosecutors, prosecute. For the cops, you know, every death by road rage and reckless driver is not an unfortunate accident. If it's negligence or malice, you got to prosecute it. You got to do it. Got to be responsible. This is not that hard a thing. You got to get people with the idea that they can be held responsible for what they do. And it's really not all that hard a thing on the face of it, but it isn't happening. So I guess that's something that you can do. You can call it out and demand for that. And I guess, you know, put the pressure particularly on the prosecutors and your local police department. And, you know, we don't need to have a Ferguson-level protest in every city all the time. But there are times when the consensus is clearly that this was badly conducted, that the acts of the police were a form of murder, and that the prosecutor did nothing about it. We can't accept it. You cannot do that. So this is a cultural thing, a society, and we have to work hard at it. But I think we're going to be much better off, and the rest of the world will probably stop laughing so hard at us if we be a bit more responsible. So that's my call today, is responsibility. Is that still a thing? Well, hardly, but we can bring it back, and I think we need to revitalize, because if you do something wrong, then you ought to be held responsible for it. And it's only if you convince people you were just totally unaware of what you were doing that you might be able to slide on it. But otherwise, whether you're bringing down banks or killing civilians for your own amusement, you got to be held responsible for it. As much as I'd like to see that people who come out of prison get a chance to rebuild their lives, I think we need to make sure that the right people end up in prison and otherwise punished. So let's be responsible for it. Let's make responsibility a thing again. Thank you.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.